Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, or maybe you're video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Sunny day here on my portion of Delmarva. Still cold, though. Waiting on spring. Please. It's Thursday. Brian's not here. You knew that already. Filthy Tom Lawler, also not here. They are both out doing some good dadding right now, so all the best to them. So there's a lot to get into, though, because there always is on this show. Last night was AEW Dynamite, one of those shows that just could not get itself into a higher gear as it went on. It was not a bad show, but some things really didn't click and the crowd was kind of cold, which it did not help matters, but I'll run it down for you and give you my thoughts. After watching the show, I was fixing to have a Brian-like rant about some of the production stuff, like the never-ending beatdown in the opening segment, but I guess I can shoot him some bail because of the news that Powerhouse Hobbs had to get pulled from the show. I'll let you know what went down with him and what Brian said about the matter last night on Wrestling Observer Radio, and the reason that the Collision main event has been changed from Hobbs and Big Bill to Cope and FTR against the Death Riders. There's a new episode of TNA Impact debuting tonight, and it'll feature some NXT talent, and they're got to try to keep up some momentum following last week's Genesis pay-per-view, and I'll talk a little bit about the situation that they're in right now. You got a new world champion in Joe Hendry. You got a new Southern psychopath in Mance Warner, now with the company as well, too. I'll let you know what they have planned for tonight. Scott D'Amore bringing his Maple Leaf Wrestling back to Toronto's most historic wrestling venue, and a whole lot more, and we'll get it started when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi flying solo today. Brian Alvarez will be back tomorrow. Fun Friday. Jim Valley's here with you on Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Sundays, it'll either be Andrew Zarian or Josh Nason. I'm not sure who's here this week. That starts up at Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Always here for you. If it's a day that ends in Y, you can hear about professional wrestling through Sports Byline USA. All of the ways that you're listening to me right now, you can do that. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, including on TuneIn. Love that app. Head on over to WrestlingNews.com. You can do that as well, too. And at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook, every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started, get you caught up, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez, a brand new one of those up there for subscribers right now. And if you're missing Brian today, later on, you can check him out on After Dark, already up for subscribers, and it will run next here on Sports Byline USA tonight at midnight Pacific time, and then tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, or 11 a.m. Eastern time. Yeah, that's what that is. Fun Friday. I need him back already for Fun Friday because I'm just dying here today. One thing to get out of the way early here, and I'm not going to go into it further than this, but Friday also marks when attorneys for Janelle Grant have to present any argument to the court as to why her lawsuit against Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, and WWE should be amended if she chooses to amend it. Why that is important is, number one, she could be amending her lawsuit. Number two, as soon as the judge rules on whether or not it is okay for her to amend the lawsuit, then that will open up when Vince and Laurinaitis and WWE start asking for the case to be put back into arbitration. When the judge ruled on this and gave a timeline as to when she had and when her side had to amend the case, it did deny their requests by WWE and McMahon to get the thing into arbitration, but they are going to immediately ask for that again once a ruling is made and once things come down tomorrow. So probably by the time we do the show tomorrow, we're going to have an idea on what's going to be the next step taking place. Speaking of places, with an awful transition, apparently And I just saw this a little bit before I went on. Stephanie McMahon was on Pat McAfee's show today and announced her new ESPN series, Stephanie's Places. It's being produced by Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions Company. There's already a show out there called Peyton's Place, and I've never seen it before, so I can't tell you much about it. But apparently what Stephanie McMahon will do is go around and talk to current and former WWE stars about their journeys and about historic milestones in their careers. So I don't know if this is going to be a thing that is going to be on ESPN Plus mostly, and then maybe fill some time on some of the other ESPN channels. There's enough of them. I made a joke on Twitter about, you know, after Marty and McGee on the SEC network, you could see Stephanie's Places. Like, you could actually see that with the amount of time that they have to fill. If they got a college baseball game on and it's going into like some rain delay or something like that, I could see them putting that on there. So I don't know if I'll ever see it. So whenever it debuts, somebody let me know how it goes. Apparently she's already talked to Cody Rhodes, reportedly talked to Steve Austin. So we'll see how it goes with how this show is. If there's anybody out there that has seen Peyton's Place, let me know how it is. And there you go. So Stephanie McMahon still with her foot in things a little bit when it comes to WWE. Speaking of television, Dark Side of the Ring, Season 6, the episode list has been revealed. The show returns to Vice TV with 10 new episodes beginning on Tuesday, March 25th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I don't have Vice TV, and I'll look at both chats. I'll open up the YouTube chat and see how those hyenas are doing. Everybody in here in the Twitch chat, let me know if you actually have Vice TV or not, because I don't. And on Local Now, the Byron Allen service with all the free fast channels that are on there, there is a Vice TV one, but I don't know if that's just a fast channel or that's a actual stream of their cable network, but it's not on YouTube TV. It's been dropped, I think, from my Comcast, Xfinity. Even if I had cable, it got dropped from that service. So I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to see some of these. I'd like to see some of them. Some of the stories, we'll see. There's Hell in a Cell, which is going to be opening up the season 6 episodes. Then one on Big Van Vader, Tony Atlas, Ludwig Borga, which that's an interesting one, Tony Halm, Billy Jack Haynes, Eddie Gilbert, Superstar Billy Graham, Daphne, the original Sheik, and Muhammad Hassan. I don't know if that's going to be closing the season or not, but interviews with Mick Foley, Jim Cornette, Jim Ross, Rob Van Dam, Tony Atlas, and Mark Capani, who played Muhammad Hassan along with Mark Henry and Billy Jack Haynes, are included in the trailer. Haynes was arrested and charged with the murder of his 85-year-old wife, Jeanette Beecraft, in February of 2024. The Hell in a Cell episode, as what's written on the main page of the site, looks to be heavily focused on Foley and his match against The Undertaker from King of the Ring 1998. But as the Beyond the Mat movie showed, where he wrestled The Rock and took all those chair shots, and the fact that, I don't know how old Mick Foley is, but he moves like he's 80 sometimes when you see him, there's an easy episode to do on the ramifications of doing something that you love so much and wanting to give your all to it and then having to suffer the consequences afterwards. So a couple of those stories, Big Van Vader, I don't know. I guess there's a dark side to his story when he was arrested in Kuwait, when he jacked up the television presenter and they didn't like that very much and threw him in jail for real. Tony Atlas, I think his story has been said a lot of times, but it's a very easy one to tell because he is such a character when you hear him do these interviews. I mean, if you saw the McMahon Netflix one, you know, where Atlas, you know, there's that one clip where he's talking about Pat Patterson. He's like, he grabbed my pecker. And it was like, you know, just only Tony Atlas could put, you know, such a serious thing, put it in such a way like that where it was almost comedic, him talking about the situation. And obviously there's his side of his life where he just loves to be walked on by women, wearing on Georgia Championship Wrestling the Hey Ladies Walk on My Chest shirt that he had. So He is such a cartoon character and has lived so many lives in professional wrestling, even though I doubt there is going to be anything new we hear. I can't blame them for going with Tony Atlas as a story to tell because it's just too easy. Same thing with Billy Jack Haynes. The most interesting one to me is going to be number one about Eddie Gilbert, who is such a fascinating character. He was one of my favorite professional wrestlers growing up when I had a chance to see him in Mid-South and in the UWF, became the manager for Sting and Rick Steiner. You had he and Missy Hyatt got together, so you had Hyatt and Hot Stuff International, and he became such a divisive figure, whether that was him booking in Southeastern or going up to ECW and kicking that off. And there's a lot of stories that go into Eddie Gilbert and Paul Heyman and people that think that Paul Heyman pushed Eddie out of position there. And all of this stuff happened with Eddie Gilbert, and he passed away, if I'm not mistaken, at 34 years old. That was a guy who his first huge big break that people heard about came way back in 1982 when he got into a car crash while he was working for the WWF, and then they played up an angle where the Masked Superstar injured him. They actually got the the steroid doctor who was always at ringside for the WWF events. He was actually doing an on-screen thing, checking on Eddie Gilbert after Superstar laid him out in his feud with Bob Backlund. So he was such a, I'm not saying a pivotal figure, but he was everywhere for so long, and he was a guy whose life ended so incredibly early. When you think about Eddie Gilbert and Rick McGraw and a lot of these other guys and how early they passed away, it's just really, really tragic. And that's the sad part about a show like Dark Side of the Ring, which is how it got its name. A lot more to get into, including AEW Dynamite from last night and the Royal Rumble shaping up to be one of WWE's most lucrative events in history. We'll be back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Producer Dom, just stay right there for a moment. If you're, because I don't know the NBA anymore. I was a Knicks fan for so long, ever since Patrick Ewing got drafted, and I had to live through hell. I had to live through Michael Jordan playing the role that Patrick Mahomes is right now and denying great players an ability to win a chip. I had to live through all that. Then I gave up on the Knicks when they wouldn't fire Isaiah Thomas. My kid is born. His first favorite player of all time, John Wall. He's on a team with Gilbert Arenas and with dudes with guns and lockers. It was a disaster. Until they get better, I'm not going to root or care, and I don't want to give Ted Leonsis that much money, but he gave Bradley Beal one of the most player-friendly contracts in the history of man for what he had accomplished in his career. And nobody wants him, including the Miami Heat. Will the deal for Jimmy Butler ever get done? And if it doesn't get done, will Jimmy Butler ever appear in a Miami Heat uniform again?
No, there's no way. He's never playing for the Heat again. I want to say the deal gets done, but it's one of those things where the Heat have the leverage. They don't have to trade Jimmy Butler. They can just let him sit.
Why would they want Beal's $100 million contract? And it's like, well, they're paying Butler $100 million, but it's like, yeah, but if Butler plays, you know, he's good. And unfortunately, Bradley Beal has never proved himself to be.
I mean, he can't even thrive. He's been good when his team is consistently down 25 and they have no aspirations for actually winning. Then he's good.
Saw that in Washington for years, but I don't know. $100 million. $48 million and $52 million is what Jimmy Butler is going to make, and he does not want to show up to even halfway put in effort in Miami. It is amazing. It is amazing. Again, watching WWE get this kind of money for Netflix, it's just, where does it stop? And obviously, with WWE, you have the Saudi shows. With UFC, you have Saudi money. There is other money getting pumped in from other countries. It's like, it's not like these salaries are going down. At some point, like, I wonder how things are going to work. Baseball, we're seeing it because of Juan Soto. It's just, it's absolutely amazing that you can make $100 million in 2 years for playing basketball. And Butler has done this for years now. What is he, in his 30s?
Yeah, he's like 35, 36. He's in his later 30s, I think.
I wish I was in my 30s again. I'm not. I don't think the Royal Rumble's in its 30s anymore either. I think that's in its 40s, isn't it? When was the first one? 1988? Man, we've had a bunch of these so far. And after all of these years, we are going to have our most successful Royal Rumble of all time. In fact, it's probably going to be the most successful non-media, non-Saudi show in history. I was listening to John Pollock and Brandon Thurston over there on the Pollock and Thurston show, available through Post Wrestling and through WrestleNomics. And I hadn't really thought about it, the gate, because we've been talking about just the show coming up and Raw and SmackDown and everything that's been leading into it. The fact that it is looking like right now, WrestleTick says there are 62,636 tickets out for this show. How many have actually been sold or not is a different story, but they mentioned that the minimum price to get in on the secondary market is $200. And Thurston, both of them are thinking that it could very well have a gate of over $10 million if they do. that would clearly be the record. It would beat the last one by about $2 million or so. I think it was SummerSlam in Detroit. It's going to be the first PLE on Netflix. So just wait. Internationally, being the first PLE on Netflix, you can only imagine what the press release is going to say. All 8 billion people on Earth will have watched the show at some point or another, except in America, obviously, because you're going to watch it on Peacock. But I can imagine the press releases that are going to come out on Monday about that show. 15 men have been announced so far. John Cena, CM Punk, Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, LA Knight, Braun Breaker, Penta, Shinsuke Nakamura, Carmelo Hayes, Rey Mysterio, Logan Paul, and Chad Gable. On the women's side, there are 10 women: Bayley, Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Nia Jax, Naomi, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Io Shirai, Lyra Valkyria, and Ivy Nile have all been announced. Maybe we can get like 5 people on each side added by SmackDown. I don't know on Friday how many people they will add. On the women's side, there's a lot of question because you got 2/3 of the group that has not been announced yet. With what Jordan Grace said about going to her mom's, was that a smokescreen? Could she be in 2 places on the same day? We'll find out. A lot of talk about Becky Lynch coming back. Not a lot of talk about Jade Cargill coming back, but exactly how long is she going to be out for? There are some people who believe that she was never injured, which is why Brian on this show every once in a while will come out and say, she's hurt. She's really hurt. I don't care what you hear. And he won't add any context to it. It's because he's got a lot of people that have been chirping at him that Jade Cargill has not been hurt this entire time. We shall see. Masha Slamovich, the TNA Knockouts champion. Hard for me to believe that she won't be involved in it. We've also had a lot of Nikki Bella gossip kind of making the rounds with her doing some publicity and some media and talking about missing being Nikki Bella, and you know, as opposed to just Nikki Garcia. Mickie James is another person who I can see being in the match because of that new Legends Futures and Future Great show that they have. Maybe, again, because we've heard about Alexa Bliss and her possibly coming back, can they get a deal done quietly that gets her in the Rumble? We'll see. Plus, there's a ton of the NXT options as well, and Roxanne Perez should probably be in. Julia should be in. Stephanie Vaquer could be in. Fallon Henley, I think, should be in. Kalani Jordan's another one who could be in there as well, too. The men's side of NXT, they're going to get a lot less representation, I would think. You know, Obafemi, we'll see if they decide to put him in there. You know, the problem with Obafemi is, like, somebody I'm going to get to later on the SmackDown side of things. The problem with Obafemi is if you put him in, somebody's going to have to throw him out. And I know they did that with Keith Lee, and it got over big, but you got to be careful. Trick Williams is another guy. Tony D'Angelo is somebody that I'm interested to see if they have in there, and I'm interested to see how the crowd responds to his music hitting and the entrance. Interesting to see because he's been in NXT for a long time. He could stay there. It wouldn't hurt my feelings. But even though Channing Stacks-Lorenzo has been a lot better as well, too, but they've got him paired up with Luca Crucifino, and I think on the main roster, he would probably get lost. But D'Angelo as a main character on the roster, you know, at some point or another, you know, as Trick Williams goes up and these other guys start going up there, I wonder when he's going to get his shot. On SmackDown, there's a lot of people who haven't been announced on the men's side who could fill some of those voids there. The other 15, Jimmy Uso, what's going to be happening with Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga. Jacob Fatu is the one that I don't think they should put in there, even if they put in everybody else. Because again, even if you have 9 guys throw him out, 9 guys can't stop him from murdering somebody in the ring. So to have a bunch of people jump on him and dump him over like Andre the Giant, yeah, you could do something like that. But to me, you actually benefit more by not even having him in the match. Ludwig Kaiser's another guy. Dragon Lee is somebody. Maybe he could make his way in. Plus, then there's people like TNA champion Joe Hendry, Omos, Pat McAfee, Bubba Ray Dudley, because he's on the LFG show. JBL has been around a lot. There's been rumors that Ilya Dragunov could be getting close to a return, so could we see him in there as well, too? So they have a lot of questions as far as who could be in the Royal Rumble, and then who could win both Royal Rumbles. Even both the men's side and the women's side, they've done a good job having a bunch of stories, having a bunch of people over, and making things really interesting where you have no idea what everybody's path for WrestleMania looks like right now. And, of course, there's going to be the speed bump of Elimination Chamber as well coming up before Mania. So that's coming up this weekend. Again, in the States on Peacock, if you're listening outside of the United States, it's going to be available for the first time internationally on Netflix. So there was a planned street fight last night between Powerhouse Hobbs and Big Bill. Actually, that was planned for AEW Collision, and it had to be postponed due to Powerhouse Hobbs being legitimately injured. On last night's Dynamite, a Hobbs backstage promo aired where he said he was not cleared by the doctors, but promised Big Bill he was coming after him. On today's edition of Observer Radio, Brian reported that Hobbs got injured during he and Big Bill's wild brawl as part of last Saturday's Collision. The plan was to do another brawl on Dynamite, which would have led to the street fight that they had planned for Collision coming up on Saturday, and that was going to be taped after Dynamite last night in Huntsville. The actual injury is unknown, and his potential return date is unknown. I wouldn't figure it would be a concussion, considering they didn't try to downplay anything, but I have no idea. That's just speculation on my part, not a clue. Maybe it is, for all I know. Brian said that Hobbs's promo was filmed in Huntsville and that the doctor would not clear him when he arrived at the arena. That's why I'm thinking maybe it wasn't a concussion, maybe it was something else. I don't know, but as a result, that street fight ended up getting thrown out. You got FTR and Cope against the Death Riders coming up on Saturday, and it's also why Brian said you got a bunch of video packages lined up at the end of the show. But as we'll talk about, I didn't think that was a bad thing. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Boss man Brian Alvarez out there doing some good dadding. He'll be back for Fun Friday tomorrow. He's already back up for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Not only a new edition of Wrestling Observer Radio, but a new edition of After Dark as well, too. And there'll be another new edition of the Brian and Vinny show with Brian cursing out Ava about NXT and all of his thoughts about Dynamite as well, too, and Vinny's thoughts. You can check that out. Become a subscriber of the website. I'll tell you how to do that later on in the show, or just go to WrestlingObserver.com. It's all up there for you as well. TNA, Impact Tonight, TNA Plus and Access, Sportsnet 360, old Rogers up there in Canada, if you're listening up there. These matches were taped last week at the Boeing Center in San Antonio. They had the big live show last week, which followed up the Genesis pay-per-view. They got a lot of pressure on them, I think, internally, at least they're putting pressure on themselves. They got to prove they can be consistently in a mix as a company to mention on dopey talking head shows and podcasts like this on a weekly basis instead of only on their pay-per-view weeks. It feels like one way or another there's going to be a TNA talent on the show every single week, and that is fine, but there can be a law of diminishing returns when it comes to that sort of thing. You got to worry about who's being used and against who, and if people care about it. Again, not to insult a Tatum Paxley or a Wendy Chu. They serve their purpose over there with Rosemary and all that stuff, fine. But if that's who's going to be over there, it's not going to make a TNA viewer want to watch the CW, and it's certainly probably not going to make anybody who's watching NXT pay to watch TNA Plus and to start watching Impact. It's going to have to be people that, you know, TNA fans or that NXT fans are really going to want to see over on the other show. They also need a couple of storylines that can drag some people in. We'll see if this 23 deal can do it. Last week, it was revealed that Steph DeLander was the person messing with Sami Callihan. She's the new digital media champion. She got it in the divorce settlement with PCO. Maybe they did that, signed that agreement backstage at the GCW show at Hammerstein. Mance Warner then debuted and attacked Callihan, and Steph gave him the title belt, so that is going to be something they'll be doing there. Tonight, they do have some folks of note from NXT because both Wes Lee and Cora Jade are going to be on the show. Lee's also going to have Tyreek Eguay and Tyson DuPont in his corner when he faces Ace Austin, and Cora Jade is going to face Hyan. Nick Nemeth, who lost the TNA title to Joe Hendry, is going to be opening up the show. Other matches scheduled are Brian Myers with The System in his corner against Leon Slater, Eric Young and Josh Alexander against the Northern Armory's Judas Icarus and Travis Williams, and Mustafa Ali faces Laredo Kid. Ali returned last week by interrupting a promo by Mike Santana. TNA's next big show is coming up in El Paso, Texas on March 14th for Sacrifice. And then they have their first of their two big shows that, again, they're going to have to get heated up here if they plan on moving a whole lot of tickets. April 27th, Rebellion in Los Angeles. And then July 20th, Slammiversary at the UBS Arena on Long Island. And we know that AEW had to move away from running the UBS Arena on Long Island. We'll see what TNA can do, even with WWE's help, and it's going to be interesting to see how many big names as the show gets closer are going to, you know, favors that need to be called in if tickets are not moving well for that show. But I'm sure we'll be talking about it as it gets near. Oh, by the way, folks, not to be outdone tonight because there is a Ring of Honor show as well. New episode of Main Event. In case you've been wondering where Ludwig Kaiser and R-Truth are, well, they're wrestling each other on that show. Also, Natalya against Isla Dawn. Natalya, another person like Asuka, who could be in the Women's Rumble as well. Dynamite last night, TBS and Max, Von Braun Civic Center, Huntsville, Alabama. Show opened with Brian Cage against Will Ospreay, which I thought was a great way to open. After Ospreay got in the ring and the bell rang, Don Callis grabbed the microphone and said he had something very important to show Ospreay, and the big screen revealed that Kenny Omega was laid out backstage. There was an awesome spot outside the ring where Ospreay dove into a Cage suplex position, and Cage then walked him around two sides of the ring. Right after that, Cage rolled back in the ring, distracted the referee. Lance Archer threw Ospreay into the announce table, and then Don Callis jumped up just like he did last week and started beating on Ospreay, started beating on him like a, almost said the a word there I shouldn't have said, in the most wussiest way possible, like a cowardly heel manager does. Started giving him the pitter-pat punches and then was selling his hands as he sat back down. I don't mind these guys doing commentary at ringside, MVP, Don Callis, but there's not enough manager work. And Don Callis, for anything anybody wants to say about him, is one of the best personalities they have, and he's the best manager that they have. There have not been a lot of great managers over the years. WWE did not like to use them. And yeah, ROH had a few. They had Nana. They had, I think, Julius Smokes do it for a while. They had Shane Hagedorn with the Kings of Wrestling. But there's been so long since there's been dominant great managers. It's been Paul Heyman and a bunch of other people. Well, Don Callis can be great at that, and he can be the blueprint for how people should be acting at ringside when you're a manager. Again, he's great at getting things over. I know they like him there at commentary, but when you already have three guys in the booth, I don't know if Callis has got to be on commentary every single time. He could be working a lot more. MVP, same way. Love hearing him on the microphone, but sometimes I wish he was just at ringside doing manager things. So I hope that becomes more of a thing, and I hope we see Callis doing this anytime he's doing commentary. Eventually, Ospreay beat Brian Cage with a Styles Clash. After the match, Archer and Cage began beating down Ospreay. Omega, who had been laid out earlier, as I mentioned, came dashing down, not selling a thing to make the save, but he was followed up by Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher. They hit stereo pile drivers on Omega and Ospreay and then posed over them. You think that's where the segment would end, but it didn't. They stood there for a bit. Then that Nitro music they have started to play. Everyone started stomping on the guys again. Then they stopped. Then the music stopped. And then everybody kept stomping on them some more. And then they stood there again. And then they posed, and then they walked around the ring, and the Nitro music came back on, and then they posed some more, and then they stomped them some more, and then it was over. From the time the bell rang to end the match to the time that the Grand Slam Australia graphic hit the screen, it was 4.5 pretty awkward minutes. And again, I'm giving them some room to move. I'm giving them some bail there in that they had to obviously change up some things at the last minute because Powerhouse Hobbs wasn't cleared. But what, did you check him out like at 7:55 right before the show went on the air and just said, okay, Phil, vamp for a while in there? I don't know what went wrong there, but again, hopefully it doesn't happen next week. It was just one of those things that felt like it went on forever. Claudio Castagnoli defeated Jeff Jarrett. Jarrett fought his way out of a sharpshooter by Claudio and put one on him instead. Yuta distracted the ref. Claudio missed a chair shot. Jarrett went for the stroke, but Moxley hit the ring and DDT'd him. Claudio then hit two neutralizers for the win. As Jarrett was getting up after the match, MJF's music hit. He faked like he was going to say something and instead knocked Jarrett out with one punch because he was wearing the Dynamite Diamond ring. Backstage, Renee told Ricochet that Tony Khan decreed if Swerve interfered in his match later on with AR Fox, he would not face Ricochet in Atlanta next week. When Renee asked him a couple questions, Ricochet blew him off, said, "Am I dressed like a hoodlum?" to Renee, and said he wants a proper sit-down interview on Collision to get some things off his chest. He then cut a promo on Swerve. I love, again, the whole thing of people wanting to stab other people in that company, like using the screwdriver as a weapon and now these golden scissors. I don't know if that's a great thing, but Ricochet is so much improved in the role that he's in right now. I know a lot of people didn't like it. You know, Brian called him a geek, even though after he laid out Swerve and cut him open and all that stuff like a psychopath, Brian was still calling him a geek. I don't care. I think his character is fantastic right now. Ultimately, he did beat AR Fox. No surprise there. Fox can look cool doing some cool stuff. I know things went sideways with him in the Swerve storyline, but if he's out of the doghouse, and he probably should be now, I'd like to see him maybe get some more chances doing something, either as a single or tag him up with somebody. After the match, Ricochet grabbed the scissors, was going to kill him with them, but then Swerve stopped him. Swerve beat down Ricochet for a little bit, went up top for a double foot stomp of Ricochet, then pulled Fox on top of him, held him hostage with the scissors. They rolled out of the ring. Ricochet pushed him away, went running up the ramp. The last blood feud that Swerve was in, we saw a hypodermic needle get used. I hope we don't see a hypodermic needle get used with Ricochet and Swerve when Swerve finally gets his hands on him. Got clips of AEW close up with Renee Paquette interviewing Jon Moxley and Claudio at the dojo. She asks why he has the title in a briefcase, and he goes on for a while. It was a very Jon Moxley riddle and rhyme promo, but essentially he's the living embodiment of the title, so he doesn't need to let everybody see it, and that he has suffered coming up in the business, and so everybody else has to as well. So I guess that's his motivation. Is he loves AEW, he's here, but he had to fight and die, so he's going to make everybody do that so they can appreciate it more, I guess. Sure. New York Minute with Chris Jericho. He and Big Bill gloated about taking out Hobbs, but Jericho still puts Bill down for not eliminating Hobbs completely on Collision. Jericho and Brian Keith will take on the Outrunners. Jay White beat Wheeler Yuta in about 13 minutes. White caught a Bisaku knee attempt and turned it into a Blade Runner for the win. He then hit another as the fans chanted for him to hit a third. He went for it, but Moxley came to the ring, which allowed Claudio to attack him. Adam Copeland and FTR then ran down to chase the Death Riders away. Dax cut a promo challenging them to that Mid-South street fight on Collision. Mariah May and Toni Storm video package, followed by Mariah coming out onto the ramp where she was interviewed by Renee. She says the city of Huntsville should begin with a C. Dirty regional comedy. Don't spell Tulsa backwards. Renee asked her about Toni, and Mariah freaked out as the fans chanted for Toni. She claims, she calmed back down again and claims that Storm, she's got her. She's got her heart. She can change her character no matter how many times she wants. But Mariah May does not have to, because when you're as good as she is, why change? So that was their hype for coming up in Australia. The Gunn Brothers had a video package, so they're on their way back soon, and it looks like they'll still be rolling with Jay White and Juice Robinson. After a break, we got a Hurt Syndicate video package with MVP cutting a promo. And then back from break, it was a Don Callis video package about Konosuke Takeshita being the never open weight champion. They were both very good, led into hyping the tag team match at Grand Slam Australia. And another video package that they showed was when Excalibur was running down the card for Collision and was talking about Daniel Garcia defending the TNT title against Kyle O'Reilly and Lee Moriarty. And I don't know if they had this planned or not, but they had some time to run down what took place. So you're actually going to have a title match. They gave you an idea on what was taking place on these shows that you may not have seen. So they're listening to Brian. Brian will take all the credit for it anyway. So salute the boss man. More video packages that are good. And then the main event, Mercedes Moné defeated Yuka Sakazaki. Much more of a Tokyo Joshi Pro match here than an NXT women's title tilt. This wasn't a hot crowd anyway, so as the match went along, it didn't heat up anymore either. Went about 14 minutes. Moneymaker, Mercedes wins. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with your Wrestling Observer Live. I can imagine there are going to be Tokyo Joshi Pro fans that will be very upset that I compared it that match last night to that. But, I mean, it's not like Miyu Yamasaki or something. Look, it just wasn't a good match. And it was very soft, and they were doing a lot of little cute spots that you would see, and it didn't click. It was not happening at all. But Saturday, coming up on Collision, and I didn't see any spoilers, so I have no idea what's going on. I'll just give you what they were talking about yesterday, Hook and Samoa Joe against Nick Wayne and Kip Sabian. Samoa Joe was there, and you didn't utilize him to cut a promo, make people happy, even if it's a 30-second promo. People want to see Samoa Joe. He's a person that somebody believes in. He's a star. Give him a little time to talk. Chris Jericho and Brian Keith against the Outrunners. We'll hear from Timeless Tony Storm. And Daniel Garcia, as I mentioned, against Kyle O'Reilly and Lee Moriarty, they did play a video package of this. And again, very important as you're trying to get people to be interested at all in a TNT title match with Daniel Garcia. Give some people a reason to care about it. Dom cares about AEW cards, and I can't believe this since I thought he was ripping open cards, trying to get the one-of-one of Paul Skeens with the patch on the sleeve that apparently a kid in California has found. But Dom, you got big money coming to you for some of these pulls out of the AEW cards, don't you?
Yeah, opened some AEW Black Diamond cards, a high-end product, and pulled a one-of-one Tony Storm and a Hangman auto.
Now, I'm assuming you didn't get two packs. Did you get a box of these?
So this Black Diamond product is one box, but it only has one pack, so there's six cards in the one pack. But they have plenty of Upper Deck products that have multiple packs in it.
What? That is such an incredible hustle. It is such an incredible hustle. One limited edition with six cards. Insane. And I'm incredibly jealous. Imagine the value of the F4W cards. Yeah, me neither. I want to thank producer Jared. I want to thank producer Dom. And I want to thank all of you out there for watching and listening. We shall talk to you again after a while.
Aha! Uh-huh.